Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's a lesson in gender equality. This trans soccer team plays their very first match as men, and they lose to an actual men's team 19-0. They can't even beat their own meat, as I don't think most of them have any. Even a team of 60-year-old men with dementia could probably beat them at football. I can't imagine how they possibly lost with this wonderful player on the team. Moving on, liberals want to boycott American Eagle because of Sydney Sweeney. But this lady says the boycott won't affect them at all because American Eagle jeans only go up to size 18. Liberal women shopping in American Eagle is like healthy weight white women going to Japan and trying to get Japanese size clothes. Good luck, gals. Also, let's not forget that those on the left won't buy anything with the word American on it, because they believe in open borders and no nations. Number three, looks like simps are the backbone of the economy. Not only did they send $82 million to Sophie Rain last year, but they also gave more money to LeBron James and ticket and merch sales. If men didn't spend money on useless entertainment, what would boys from the hood and women from the streets have to aspire to? Makes me wonder how many guys aren't entering into relationships because OF subscriptions are more than enough for them. Up next, minority groups seem to think that Asians are white adjacent, and that according to whites, they're the model minority. I'm so sick of the racism towards Caucasians. I can't wait for the Western world to collapse and watch all the minorities no longer get free money from Western governments and then be forced to survive on their own merits. You know, that's when the civil wars in Western countries are bound to happen. And maybe some groups will be sent back to their ancestral lands to build Wakanda or something. Number five, if you want to know what it's like living in the UK, you literally can't complain about it, or they might send you to jail. A couple of weeks ago, a guy was arrested for a mean tweet that gave someone anxiety. Hurting people's feelings is now literally a crime and against the law. And you know that some people are probably going to snap and take things into their own hands. Either that or leave to a place where they'll be left alone. Most unfortunately will end up putting up with this insanity. Moving on, what happens when African minorities make up the majority of people in the UK? Will they continue to receive welfare money? Will they still be welcome, or will they try and rule over white minorities like those in South Africa? Remember that Northern Europe is not South Africa. Without heat in the winter in many parts, you will die. How will many people survive without fossil fuels in northern climates when they become too expensive? I suspect these people will simply go home the moment that hyperinflation wrecks the West. Number 7, Mohammed is also now the most popular name in England, and probably soon the world. And that's probably one of the reasons why extraterrestrials won't make themselves known to us. If they did, Muslims would probably try and wage jihad against them as well. Again, Western welfare states collapse when their fiscal foundations erode, and the more migrants come in and get handouts, the faster that happens. Pray for hyperinflation and buy some assets to protect yourself from it, and let the Mohammeds become poor. Up next, imagine my shock when all these recent shooters are trans or non-binary. Looks like there's something in the water supply making trans people into mass shooters. But this appears to be a wet dream for those on the right because the majority of boomstick rampage dudes are straight white males. But with 4% of the population identifying themselves as trans and only growing, you know that number is going to keep growing too. Number 9, Doug Ford, the premier of Canada's largest province, Ontario, says passport or no passport, let's keep bringing people into Canada. He's a rhino, or Republican in name only, or conservative here in Canada. His policies are liberal, but he's fooled the province into voting for him. But given the alternative parties out there, it's better him than them. But he's all for enrichment, and either doesn't understand what it's doing to Canada, or he's intentionally pushing for destructive enrichment. Moving on, justice for Lola and Ruby raised over $100,000 before they shut down their campaign with Give, Send, Go. Someone needs to tell them to take the money and leave the UK because, you know, something like this will probably happen to them again at some point. Also, if you believe the police, which I don't, they say that Lola and Ruby weren't at risk of sexual assault. So then why bring out weapons to defend themselves? I just hope she continues to cash in with more merch. Number 11, this sign says that anyone capturing images of others in the gym without their permission on a recording device are invading people's privacy, and that they might lose their gym membership as a result. Should this be on the wall at every gym? But even if it was, you know that women would still violate this and claim that filming so-called creepy men is for their own protection. This is one of the reasons I work out at home doing push-ups, crunches, and squats. All I need is a floor to work out. It saves both time and money. Up next, here's how pathetic Canada is compared to the American state of Texas. Texas has 10 million less people in it, and the GDP per capita is still $30,000 more than in Canada. Canada would be a better place if we didn't actually flood the place full of Jeets and bring the nominal GDP down and erode the public trust. This graphic illustrates what happened to Canada, and it all started when Trudeau was elected around 2016. Number 13, the left wants you to think that refugees didn't take away affordable housing, but that it was rich landlords and greedy politicians. I believe the migrant crisis being created in the West is a distraction from the wealthy printing money and boosting their own asset prices while simultaneously gutting the middle classes. The refugees are a convenient scapegoat for the greatest wealth transfer in history, and most people are too stupid to know what inflation even is. Moving on, Pamela Anderson, ex-husband John Peters, plans to leave her $10 million in his will regardless of if she needs it or not. And they were only married for 12 days. He's so weak, he's giving her alimony money even after a marriage that was annulled. This is a grade A simp behavior maneuver. Maybe she pegged him real hard and he'll never forget it. But I suspect the reason he's going to pay her is so she doesn't badmouth him when he's gone. Number 15, going back to Canada, many landlords are exchanging friends with benefits for rent. So basically, we've gone to this point where women are turning into prostitutes for Indian Jeets. With a housing shortage, women are turning to the oldest profession for survival. Feminism has finally come full circle. Having a family and living with your husband who loves you is oppressive. But living isolated and alone in a city full of strangers and having to smash your landlord for rent to survive is liberating. Up next, here's the evolution of many women. You marry her and she's hot and thin. And 2 years later, she enters her comfort stage and lets herself go. So many of them pull the pin on the fat grenade. It's not just the US-Canada thing. It's contagious and has moved south of the Mexican border as well. If they didn't put on all this weight, then how would we give black men a chance to have their turn with these women as well? Makes you wonder what happened to the guy that's with her. Number 17, the Liberal Party's affordable housing plan is coming along nicely in Canada. Look on the bright side though, Canada will have tons of new trailer park boys. These things cost 10 grand to build and meanwhile, they'll probably build a government for 100 grand. And if you make a fuss, they have wheels, and they'll just tow you away to a discount trailer park. These are cute if you're camping, but what happens when it's 20 below in the winter, and you have to use the community bathroom? Moving on, this woman says that this is how she would sit on the public transit if she were a man. But in reality, she's just sitting in a way that invites migrants to grape her. But I think this is a self-burn because she's blocking the disabled people's seat. It says not all disabilities are visible, but she's clearly retarded. Here's some actual female behavior in public transit. It's the bags. It's always those massive bags. Number 19, this woman chose 20 days in jail over 2 years of probation. Which one is better? Probably the 20 days in jail, because if you violate your probation, a worse punishment follows. At least she knows she can't resist temptation to violate the law again. You're free after 20 days, and the government is out of your life. But if you're on probation, you can't travel or miss an appointment, and then you're in jail a lot longer than those 20 days. Up next, more women than ever are choosing to have kids alone and using private sperm donors, and then probably trying to trap the donor with child support too. These poor kids, they don't even have a chance. Without a father in their life, they become promiscuous 304s or criminals, and women don't care. They're creating the so-called toxic masculinity that they say they're so against. They're choosing some Chad sperm to have a baby instead of some betas. This is what happens when women are wealthy enough to avoid men. Number 21, you find this box of cash, and what's your first move? I just leave it right there because you know that someone will eventually come looking for it, and there'll be a lot of trouble. Another reason I leave it alone is because I don't want this guy coming after me asking me what's the most I've lost in a coin toss. But seriously, if there were no issues and it was scot-free money, I'd convert it to physical gold or Bitcoin. Maybe use some of it to pay for groceries. Moving on, Isabella Merced accuses Bella Ramsey of touching her naughty bits. But I don't think that anything will happen because Bella is technically female. But seriously, an ugly lesbian woman taking advantage of an attractive woman, imagine my shock. Also, say what you want about Bella Ramsey, but looking like this, she never would have made it in the entertainment business under Harvey Weinstein's watch. Weinstein was an essential element of quality control in Hollywood. Number 23, only 37% of adults have sex every week now, and that number continues to fall. We're witnessing the end of natural reproduction and sex. In the end, it's mostly going to be conservative single men using artificial wombs to reproduce that will win, as they out-reproduce every single group out there. As for this, it's primarily because women are getting pickier and pickier. My guess is the same percentage of women are having sex like they did 30 years ago. But men having sex has fallen off a cliff, and you just can't see it here. Up next, you can never make women happy. This one has a husband that's drop-dead gorgeous, but still chooses to cheat on him with an ugly man. Sounds like she's being unfaithful just for the sake of being unfaithful. He probably read this and still can't leave her because she's gonna take most of his wealth and kids. The reason she's probably cheating is because women can't respect a man that they actually have control over. She's probably gonna blame him for this, and then he actually pushed her over into it. Number 25 and the last one, which of these two woketards would you smash if you had to pick one? The one with the I hate my father haircut, or the one that hates all men and looks like an alleyway full of graffiti? They're both just examples of countless variants of the I ran out of psych meds archetype. I say avoid picking either of them because they look like they would be with each other until one of them gave the other a black eye. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.